So our listener, Jessica, wondering if she should be concerned that her boyfriend has just got a dog with his ex. It's group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, guys. I always hear y'all give people advice, and I think I could use some on this issue.
Okay.
Been dating my boyfriend. We'll call him Jason for about a year.
Hi, Jason.
Honestly, he's everything I've always hoped for. He's hot. He's got an amazing job. My friends and family love him. Like, picture perfect in just about every way.
Great. What a catch.
The one thing I'm a little concerned about is his ex-wife.
Okay.
They've been divorced for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
They share a six-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, she's pretty nice to me. He's an amazing dad. They get along so well. Sometimes I wonder why they broke up.
Okay.
Now, I haven't pried too much into that because I want our relationship to be about us.
Right.
But he recently bought a dog for their son with his ex.
Okay.
Like, they bought it together as a family.
Mm.
And I wasn't a part of that.
Mm.
It just felt a little weird. Like, why couldn't she just get the dog by herself?
That's true.
And some of my friends are telling me to be careful there because it could be a move to keep him close and maybe try to get him back. I understood going into this relationship that he was kind of a package deal with them, but I also feel like there should be some boundaries, too.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right to feel weird about this? Or is that normal? And I should just understand and be fine with it. Hopefully some people who have done the dating after divorce thing can help me figure this out.
So, if I'm reading between the lines, it sounds like they're sharing custody of the dog like they're sharing custody of the son?
Maybe.
And so where the son goes, the dog goes?
Maybe.
Like, where's the dog stay? Like,
I don't know. Because typically when couples who have pets break up, they
decide...
It
goes to one place.
Yes, there's a custody situation.
Yeah. Like, yeah, there's not visitation with the dog.
Sometimes they try to do that, but I think it works better if the dog is going to stay permanently with one of the exes.
I mean, I would think...
This is a little weird. This feels like the waters are getting murkier.
I mean, we're not talking to her boyfriend... Jason, we're not talking to his ex-wife either, so we don't know the reasoning behind this.
But Jessica is wondering, like, is it my place to say, hey, couldn't she just say, hey, I was thinking of getting our son a dog, what do you think? And then have her just go ahead and take care of that.
Oh, you mean like the ex-wife?
Yes. Like, okay, I understand consulting him about it, maybe.
I think you gotta
like going and doing the whole thing together, and maybe he helped to buy the dog. Don't know.
Well, I think the dog's got to be in one place. I can't
agreed.
I can't think that it's healthy for the dog or for your relationship with your boyfriend if that dog goes back and forth.
Right. So yeah, we don't know the logistics of if this dog is going to be going back and forth between the two homes or if it's just going to primarily live with the ex. Not sure.
And maybe that's almost like a peace offering for the kid. So it's
maybe.
Like, hey, your parents may not be together anymore,
right?
But at least here's
a dog.
But this
has been 4 years. They've been like in
the kid doesn't know any
for
other
4 years.
The kid doesn't know in any other
right.
Way. So okay. All right. That is weird. We're right. We do need someone who has navigated this sort of thing before.
How does Jessica deal with this and proceed?
You can send us a voice note. That's easy. 502-795-1997 or call or give us your take on this. Group therapy coming up next on 99.7 DJX. Current boyfriend went and got a dog with his ex. It's 99.7 DJX. That's what we're dealing with group therapy. And Jessica, feeling some sort of way about that.
Well, when you say it like that, it sounds bad.
But it does.
There is a son that they share. Mm-hmm. And the dog is for the son, which many people, turns out, you know, that's kind of a normal thing. From what we're hearing from people that have walked this road before.
Andrew, the Love Doctor.
Well, I think her feeling a little bit odd about it is uncomfortable. It's probably normal. And all she needs to do is have a conversation with him. But at the beginning of the segment, you said they were buying the dog for their son.
Yeah.
Yes.
So as a dad, if he's doing it for his son, this isn't about his ex-wife. This is about his boy. So she's got to look at it from that perspective. I think you guys are kind of missing the point. at the end of the day, it's all about the trust that she has with him. And she just has to have a conversation with him. I don't think it's a ploy to keep them closer together. I just think it's a gesture from his dad on a mutual playing field with his ex-wife to buy a dog for his son.
So you're okay. saying don't read too much into it. Yeah.
No, but she do needs to talk to him about it and tell him that it made her a little uncomfortable, because if she doesn't share that, what else is going to happen down the road that makes her uncomfortable that she stays quiet about?
Good point.
Yeah, okay.
Andrew the Love Doctor, thank you as always for setting us straight.
Yes.
Keep on loving, guys.
Adam is rolling in on the text line. I'm divorced, and the family dog goes where the kids are. When I have custody, the dog comes over, too. I think it's normal if the dog is for the kids, so they grow up with the pet.
Okay. Shelby sent us a voice note, 502-795-1997.
I completely understand how she feels, but that's a private moment between him and his son. I believe that he is setting one of the best examples of a separated family, what a father should be doing for their son. Mm. If their son was ever put in that situation later in life, he would know how to handle that the appropriate way.
All right. Thanks, Shelby, for saying that it's a healthy thing.
Yes. And that's the thing, is there are a lot of people pointing out, Jessica says, it makes me sad that having a healthy co-parenting relationship is so rare that when it does happen, it brings up questions like
this. Yeah, right. I get it.
You're right. We're all like so jaded that, she's trying to keep her claws in him.
I mean, my parents, that was the most toxic breakup divorce ever. So I come from that sort of place. Right. Laura sent us a voice note as well.
I was in a very similar situation when I first started dating my now husband. He had only been divorced a few years, had a child.
Okay.
And so some of that was new territory. Mm-hmm. So I did kind of have to let him know a couple of things that made me uncomfortable. He did make changes. He did listen to me. And I feel like it was better for everyone to set some boundaries. Even his ex-wife, I feel like it was better for her future relationships, too.
Okay.
Yeah. Shana says also you don't want to be the parent that didn't get the dog. Because it's like, hey, look what mom got me. And then you don't want that to be a thing where it's a competition between who's the favorite ex-parent, you know?
I guess I do see where this could be healthy co-parenting, where they're like, hey, we're going to do this together for our son. I would say to Jessica, our listener, that let them know that you felt a little like left out of the conversation, just as a, hey, I'm Laura or whatever her name is.
The ex.
Yeah, the ex and I are thinking about getting a dog for our son.
Yeah.
Buster.
Buster the dog.
No, Buster the son.
Oh, Buster the son?
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Well, Andrea says, I don't even think this deserves a conversation. She should be clapping her hands that she has such a good man who's apparently a great father and has a really good co-parenting relationship with this ex. Like, this all sounds very healthy.
Okay, well, maybe I did miss the mark when I first saw this.
One thing we don't know is how involved Jessica is with the son.
Yeah.
Like, they've been dating for a year. Mm. So is she even in the family picture?
Right.
Or is she just, you know, having a relationship with
just
him?
Daddy's friend.
And laying the groundwork for that first before she's coming around the son yet. We don't know where that stands either. So if that's the case, if she's not even really coming around the son yet,
then definitely,
you know. But if she is going to have a future with him and she's going to now be brought into this extended family situation, then it should be. It sounds like a very healthy situation.
Yeah.
There doesn't seem to be any animosity, so count her lucky stars when it comes to that.
Yeah. So, Jessica, I think this is a good thing, everybody's saying. So, good luck.
Yep.
And
don't read into it.
Yeah. Enjoy the dog, because you're going to get to know the dog, too.
Exactly.
So, dogs are fun. What are you going to name the dog?
Okay, we'll find that out later. Side street, we don't need to go down right now.
All right, fine. All right, thanks. That's group therapy.